Castleberry, interestingly, and probably to the horror of a lot of attorneys in practice in our area, said that in order to pierce the veil, you have to prove that there's been a sham to perpetrate a fraud. Tort claimants or contract creditors must show constructive fraud. Constructive fraud is a breach of some legal or equitable duty, which, irrespective of moral guilt, the law declares fraudulent because of its tendency to deceive others, to violate confidences, or to injure public interests. A whole bunch of words that, again, just sort of say, you know, famous quote, "We'll know it when we see it." I mean, it's hard to read those words and know whether the veil will be pierced or not. The Texas practitioners thought that too, and so in 1989 we had a legislative response to Castleberry. There was a statute enacted, and it's part of the TBOC. I'm going to talk about it in just a minute. And that statute has been amended several times, our veil piercing statute, our Texas veil piercing statute. And if you are involved in a situation where it's important to know what the timing of what was the exact statute when the facts occurred in the case or matter that you're involved with, that I refer you to this case. It's quoted on the slide where the court really lays out each and every amendment. It's a really helpful place to kind of find a summary of what changed from 1989 to 1997, which is the last minute. That's a long time ago, so likely those cases, the statutes run on all those cases. But just in case you ever want to or need to kind of know what's the history of the statute, a real quick and easy way is look at that case. So what does the statute say? It's a TBOC Section 21-223 and some related provisions. And it basically says, and think about this while we're going through this, it's going to come up later. A holder of shares of a corporation is not liable with respect to, there's a list of things for today's talk, the important one is, with respect to any contractual obligation or any matter related to a contractual obligation, doesn't have to necessarily just be a breach of a contract, under the alter ego theory or based on actual or constructive fraud or a sham to perpetrate a fraud or any other similar theory. So the statute is basically saying we don't like Castleberry. We're going to say that we're not going to allow veil piercing based on the alter ego theory, the constructive fraud theory, or so forth. And we're not going to allow people to pierce the veil based on a failure to observe corporate formality. For many years, a lot of us would tell people you've got to keep record books and so forth, and the reason to do it is to avoid veil piercing. But in the world of contracts, if you've got a lawsuit either based on a breach of a contract or related to a contract, this statute would tell us that corporate formality is not an element of veil piercing. But there is a big exception, and the exception is that you can pierce the veil based on actual fraud, and which results in a direct personal benefit to the holder or owner of the entity that you're trying whose veil is being pierced. So again, that's just the idea here with this statute was to get rid of to override a lot of that common law and say really the only situation when you're talking about a contract or something related to a contract is there has to be actual fraud that benefited the person that owns the corporation. And just to make it double clear, the authors of the statute even said we're intending here to get rid of all other remedies arising blah 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 under common law or otherwise. So that was applied to corporations, and how does that relate to what we're talking about here today, LLCs, and I'll talk about in a minute, just really briefly, limited partnerships and veil piercing. Texas, as you all know, was the seventh state to recognize LLCs in 1991. We had no cases in Texas that I could find until about 2000, in the 2000s on veil piercing. Here's one of the first, if not the first. It was this case. Just again, I think it's kind of helpful to talk about facts here because these are fact intensive situations. Oh, by the way, I'm my own timekeeper. Pardon me, just a minute. Let me check the time here. Okay. This was the Pine Brook case. It was there was a landowner sued the association to enjoin a roadway. The association countered a claim against the landlord and its general partner, and it sought to pierce the veil of the LLP that was the developer and the LLC. And in this case, which was over 10 years after Texas started having LLCs, again this idea that the law moves slow. The court said this is a new kind of business. The LLC is a new kind of business, and then it proceeded to analyze the veil piercing provisions without really dealing with the fact that it was an LLC versus a corporation. It just treated the entity like a corporation, and it didn't find in, and it used the alter ego theory, and it didn't, which again, remember the statute, which was had already been in place, said you can't use the alter ego theory but they did, the court did. And it, but it found no veil piercing. And as a side note, and I think this is important for this conference, it held, and this is your case if you need authority, that there would be no veil piercing for a limited partnership because the claimant could always pursue the general partner that had general liability. So veil piercing, according to this case, does not apply to limited partnerships.